Sure, Maya, how can I help you?
Hey, I just got a missed call from you, something about financing.
Yes. Yeah. May I ask who this is?
This is Ja from Ja's Machine Shop.
Oh, yes, Ja. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I was just calling you to circle back here. I wanted to see if you guys had anything coming up where you might need some equipment financing or any type of capital.
Well, where'd you get my information?
Your information, we've actually had it here. It's on your DNB credit profile, and it shows that you did some previous financing, looks like with Wells Fargo back in 2013. Does that ring a bell at all?
No, that's kind of long ago.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really need anything, though.
Okay, that's not a problem. How's business going for you guys over there?
It's kind of slow right now.
Yeah. What is it
Yeah.
exactly that you guys do?
We're in t out here in Texas. The oil industry, the oil prices are, much lower than last year. Last year, we're $100 a barrel. Now we're at like 45. So a lot of us are, not really doing that well. A lot of my competitors are out of business. We're kind of actually close to closing shop too. So don't really need anything because looking to retire now.
Yeah, no, I understand. Are you looking to close shop because you want to retire, or are you looking to close shop because you're having financial hardships?
I'm just getting old, I'm 85 years old.
Yeah, no,
And
okay.
along with slow business, so I think it's about time.
It's
But
about
yeah,
that
don't
time.
really need anything though.
No, I totally understand. So are you guys a machine shop? I'm still kind of confused on what you guys do exactly.
Yeah, we're a job shop. But
Okay.
yeah.
Job
Well, I
shop.
guess what you can do is I guess you can just send me some info, and if I change my mind or something, I'll give you a call.
Okay, well, I mean, we do have you pre-approved here up to 250K. So, if there's anything you can think of, I know you said you guys are kind of slow right now. Do you think an extra, 100, 150,000 could help you guys out?
I'm not sure. Why don't you just send me some information?
Okay, well, I mean, I could do that. What's your email?
JawsMachineShop.com.
JawsMachineShop.com. Okay, and when would you like me to circle back with you?
Don't know. Maybe call me in a couple weeks.
Couple weeks. Hey, quick
Yeah.
question, John. Is there a certain time of the year where you guys tend to kind of bring on some equipment or maybe do your financing?
I guess when I do it would be end of year. Take
Oh.
advantage of the 179.
Of course, everybody does that. Good for you. Okay. What'd you guys do last year? Were you guys pretty busy?
Yeah, last year was a little bit better. We brought in a CNC machine that was about 100K. Yeah, it was a milling machine we used.
What did you guys do in sales?
I don't really want to give you that information.
Oh, okay. Well, I understand that. If you could just, it doesn't have to be exact. I'm just trying to, kind of figure out how you guys did and if I can help in any way to kind of increase that number.
You say I think it was around a mil.
Around a milk? Good for you. How long you guys
Thanks.
been in business for?
We've been here about 25 years.
Oh, wow. You've been around for a while. Did you start the shop yourself, or did you end up taking it over from a family member?
Yeah, my uncle.
Oh, okay, cool. And then, so how long have you, like, owned the shop?
About 20 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So is
Yeah.
it just you that owns the shop, or do you own it with your husband?
Yeah, me and my girlfriend.
Oh, you and your girlfriend. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All
Well,
right.
who are you guys?
We're a private business bank, and we're located in California. Been around for about 12 years, and we only work with business owners. So, that's why I called you. Had your file come across my desk, and just wanted to touch base with you and see if there's anything I could do to help you out. And I know with it being slow, you know, in that industry, I actually specialize in job shops, machine shops. I help a lot of businesses out. So that's why I was giving you a call. And, you know, if something comes up, if you guys ever need anything, let me know. Do you happen to work with like a local bank right now?
Yeah, I actually work with the, my local Wells Fargo.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have any, you have like a line of credit with them?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Used it up though.
Oh, really? How much is that line of credit used up?
Our limit's not too high. My credit's not that good. I only got about $5,000 limit on it. So it's kind of like a credit card. Just used it.
You have a $5,000 line of credit?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's okay. You know, it's, yeah, I'm assuming then your credit is pretty bad there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, what's your rate over there if I were to borrow some money?
Well, you know, our rate really kind of depends on what you look like on paper. You know, we have a lot of different variables that kind of have to come into play here. So, I mean, what were you thinking in an amount? If you could get an amount, what amount do you think would help your business out?
You know, I'm not really looking for like a, I guess, I wouldn't say like an exact amount, but I guess $20K would help with paying for some bills.
Okay, cool. Well, see, here's the good news. Since your credit is bad, that's not a problem. We actually work with credit tiers from A to D. And I understand that, you know, having a bad credit score kind of limits your borrowing power, you know, like going to your bank. I'm sure your local Wells Fargo won't increase your credit line there. So what we do is we actually primarily base our loans off of sales. So with that $1 million that you guys grossed last year, I'm able to get you anywhere between $100,000 to $150,000 as unsecured cash. So that money could be used for anything that you want. So, you know, I know you're debating on closing shop. You can use that money to expand your shop or get it back going, maybe buy a new machine and to increase some business. Things of that nature. Have you heard of any working capital loans before?
I mean, I get calls from you guys all the time. People like you guys. So, I mean, I've heard a couple. But didn't really like any of the stuff that they gave me. You know, they're only like that. They were asking for, like, I don't even know, like 50% interest with a daily payment. What the heck? Who does daily payments?
50% interest, that is crazy. Daily payments. Okay, so that's what you don't like about that. Let me ask you this. What do you look for? What's important to you? What do you want to see in a loan?
Want 10 years.
10 years.
Monthly payment.
Monthly payment.
Maybe, 2%. I mean, best will be even zero.
Okay. Hey, Jock, can I be honest with you here?
Sure.
With your bad credit score and, you know, with your, you don't have much borrowing power. So getting 10 years payments and a 2% interest rate is just never going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. So you're never going to be able to get out of the situation that you're in because you're looking for a unicorn, something that doesn't exist, right? So
well,
what
the best you can give me then?
Well, here's what I can do. Why don't I send you an application? It's a really short one-page app. I'm also going to need a short list of documents, and that way I can get you some hard numbers.
What kind of terms you got there then if you don't got 10 years?
Yeah, we do anywhere from 3 to 36 months.
36 months?
Yeah, that's good.
That's so short.
Yeah, a lot can happen in 3 years, Jack. Come on, how long have you been with your partner there?
We've been here for 25 years.
Yeah, and a lot happens in 3 years, right? A lot happens in a year.
Not really. I'm just in the background.
Okay, well, you know.
You know, hold on. I think I remember seeing your flyer. Let me look through my mail real quick.
Yeah, please do.
It says here 72 months on this paper.
Absolutely. And if you need any type of equipment financing, we can definitely do that for you.
Need equipment. I told you I need cash. I need 72 months cash.
So here's what I can do. I do have programs that could go for, you know, what you're looking for. The problem is it's for our top tier customers. And with you telling me that you have bad credit, there's no way you're going to be able to get something like that.
Well, what else do you guys look at? What else do you guys look at besides that?
Well, we look at your sales. And we look at your time in business, and those two are great. So, but that's what I'm saying, that I can get you the money. I just am not going to be able to get you a 10-year term or a 5-year term on that.
Okay, well, okay, so my credit is, you know, it's about 650. I know it's a little below average, but it's not terrible. My time in business, we've been here 25 years, and my cash flow is good. So it's, I only got one thing bad out of three.
Yeah, exactly, which is why I'm saying I can get you the money. Right, so let's just break this down. Let's say I got you $20,000 on a 2-year term, right? Could you afford to pay back just the $20,000, which is $833 a month?
Can I afford that? Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about. We're talking that plus maybe a hundred give or take there for, you know, payback, and sounds like
that was only gonna be $100 in interest per month. Not too bad.
Well, that's, I'm not giving you specific numbers there. I'm just throwing numbers out there. But that's why I would like to get you some specific numbers if you can give me that application in.
Okay. Well, what's the range of, like, the interest rate that you guys do over there? Well,
we start off on 10 cents on the dollar. We go all the way up to basically suicidal. You know, so
10% then is your cheapest.
Not necessarily, because we don't annualize the APR rate. Right? Like, if you take out a loan, you're paying an APR rate per year. Mm-hmm. Right? We don't do that. We have what's called a total payback. So instead of you paying interest for a 5-year term, you're just paying the total interest up front. Right? Just broken down into a shorter term. But what's cool is that it's unsecured. So you're not putting up your business. You're not putting up any type of assets on this money. We're giving it to you unsecured cash.
I don't know. All right. Well, I guess just send over the app and we'll see.
Okay. So I got.
What's the application process you got over there?
It's very simple. It's a 1-page app. Just need 6 months of banks and a most recent tax return, and I can get you an answer within about 24 hours. And if you decide to take that money, you can get it in about 48 hours.
Oh, okay. So I can get funded on Sunday.
Well, we don't work on weekends.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, so you're not that type of bank. Okay, not hardworking.
No, we're a legit bank. So legit banks don't work on weekends.
I think my Wells Fargo opened for a couple hours on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, you're right.
That's how I do my deposits.
I get it, but your Wells Fargo is only giving you a $5,000 line of credit. Right? That's not a real bank. A real bank's going to get you some money when you need the money, right? We're going to be able to get you $20,000 when you need it, unsecured cash. Okay? I could probably get you more than $20,000. Wells Fargo can't.
So you're saying it's going to be about 10% interest?
I'm not saying anything. I'm telling you that's where it starts. I'm going to get you the numbers, but I need you to send in that application.
Starts at 10%.
Yes.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it is good. Look, it all comes down to what's the return you're going to make on this money, right? So if you take this $20,000, how much are you going to make off of this?
The return is me not retiring.
Hey, well, then that's got to be a lot, right?
That's right terrible there. For an 85-year-old not to retire. The return on investment is my death. Okay, we're good now.
Okay.
Okay, that was pretty good. Good transitioning, very smooth. Stayed calm. I thought you weren't gonna touch on the last couple questions on that on the list. Yeah, how are sales? Usual time you bring on equipment. Current banking. So it's good.
Well, shit, you were trying to fucking get off the phone with me ASAP. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, well, that's half the customers are like that, right?
Yeah, true. Good point.
They're all like, yeah, just send me something.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked how you... Then I transitioned it into like kind of like a DM call. I was like, might as well. So you had really good explanations of programs, terms, and stuff, and setting the expectation correctly by like taking my word, like 72 months. Well, why do you want 72 months? Yeah. Like, and then when I asked about interest rate. It was a good transitioning. And then using my current banking relationship to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good job.
Well, I had credit for $5,000. That's horrible. That's not a line of credit. That's a credit card balance.
Well, that's one of my lines of credit. I got like 100 other ones, so technically I got 500,000.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right. Good talk. All right,
Josh.
Good job.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.